John, we know that you're stuck here until your green card application is successfully completed. Therefore, you can't be in England. Would you like to give any message to the guys who are going to get this record?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to all of you. If I was there, I'd come and see you. The message is, you know, if you like it, sell it. If you don't, try and sell it anyway, because we're all in the same business. I hope you like the single. You can take your girls out and dance, get your rocks off with it. If you take them home, you can play them the album. And do your best, and I'll see you as soon as I can.
John, do you miss England?
Well, I call it Britain. Yeah, I miss Britain, but I try not to miss it too much, because then I'd get that homesick bit, which I went through for a period. But I'm a stubborn thing, so I dug my heels in here till I get what I want, which is a green card, so I can go to England, go to America, or go wherever I want. And I know Britain will be there when I get back.
Would you like to put any time on that? When do you think you might be able to come back to see us?
This immigration problem, or whatever it's called in America here, has got to come to a head in the next 18 months, one way or the other. And whatever, que sera, sera, as Doris Day used to say. And whatever will be, will be. I'll just take whatever comes. I hope they let me go in and out. That's all I want.
John, along with the single, you've also just finished an album which has some terrific names on it. In fact, it is a great album. Would you like to give us a rundown on some of those names?
Yeah, well, I can tell you, thanks for the plug there. I can tell you the names. I'll give you the famous names first, which I enjoyed. On the single, we have your Elton John playing piano and singing the harmony with me. And we had a great time doing it. He just zapped in to New York, zapped into the studio, and really, I've never seen such a great piano player in a long time. He's really great. And he sang it with me, had a good time. And then there's another track. Oh, that's on Whatever Gets You Through the Night. That's the single. There's another track that from the album called Old Dirt Road, which I wrote with Harry Nilsson, and Harry Nilsson sings harmony on it. The other musicians on it, you want to know them? Okay. Some of them you'll know, some you won't. The drums are Jim Keltner, who you probably know from all other Beatles albums, many other people. Guitar is Jesse Ed Davis, who was on the Bangladesh concert, also used to play with Taj Mahal. Acoustic guitar, you probably won't know him, Eddie Motto. Electric piano, Ken Asher, who I used on Mind Games. And he also writes songs and produces Paul Williams and does the orchestration for me of the strings. Steinway piano is Nicky Hopkins. We all know Nicky. Bass, Klaus Voormann. We all know Klaus, yeah. Percussion, a guy called Arthur Jenkins, who plays all kinds of African bells and stuff like that. The horn section, I call them Little Big Horns. That's Bobby Keys, who you know, from the Stones and Beatles and everybody. Steve Madeo, who's done stuff with Stevie Wonder. Howard Johnson, Ron Apria, and Frank Vicari, which you probably won't know, but they're really good horn players. And that's the whole scene.
Shouldn't be any problem in selling that album then, John.
No.
Just finally, any little message that you want to give to the guys who are going to be selling the album, the girls who are going to be selling the single and the album, and all the people at EMI who are going to get behind it?
I'd like to say, this is our big chance, EMI, as I call it. And I hope you have a good time selling it. I think it's commercial, as Dr. John calls it. And if you like it, get behind it. And come on, EMI, show me what you can do.